It is March 31st, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of Markets Wiki and Markets Wiki Education. Learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. FEX Global Limited has been approved by the CFTC to permit trading by direct access from the U.S. The Australian-based Foreign Board of Trade is licensed to operate markets in energy, commodity, and environmental derivatives products. FEX is a longtime JLN sponsor. Congratulations to Brian Price and his team on this approval. Thank you to JPX for making a donation for humanitarian aid for the Ukraine emergency. JPX decided to donate 100 million Japanese yen to UNHCR, the UN Refugee Agency, with the aim of providing humanitarian aid to the affected populations in Ukraine and countries in the region. A year ago, longtime industry public relations pro and former White House Assistant Press Secretary David Prosperi did a podcast with Brian Williams, formerly of NBC News and MSNBC, and Sam Donaldson, former ABC White House correspondent, on the anniversary of the March 30th, 1981 Reagan assassination attempt. Last week, he did a follow-up chat with those two men for a Sirius POTUS channel. The interview will air on Sirius XM channel 124 Saturday, April 2nd at 5 p.m. Central and Sunday, April 3rd at 11 a.m. Central Time. A leg to stand on, also a non-profit organization supported by many financial services firms and members of those organizations in Chicago, New York, London, and elsewhere, has launched its second annual Move for Also campaign. Also provides free orthopedic care, prosthetic limbs, orthopedic devices, and appropriately fitted wheelchairs to children in the developing world. Their goal this year is to have donors move 5,000 miles in 7 days and raise $30,000 to open a new program in Vietnam and reach more kids in need. To sign up, you can click on a link in today's newsletter. The Wall Street Journal knows a winning game when it sees one, even if it's owned by a competitor, which is why today the Journal has a story titled, What is Wordle and How to Play? Tips and Tricks to Help You Master the Word Game. Everything you need to know about the online game that has taken the internet by storm. The New York Times bought Wordle back in January. The Institute for Financial Markets, IFM, is holding a virtual workshop April 4th and 5th, 2022, from 12 o'clock to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time in two 90-minute sessions. The workshop explains the multilateral systems that provide the infrastructure for transferring, clearing, and settling payments, derivatives, and other financial transactions among financial institutions and end users. The course fee is $225. Group discount 10% off any registration with three or more participants from the same organization. To take advantage of this discount, you can contact the IFM at 202-223-1528 or via email at info@theifm.org. The course is taught by Marty Trinanzi, who serves on the board of directors and the audit committee for the Intercontinental Exchange. It is geared to market users, potential investors, firm clients, and stakeholders of clear derivatives. You can go to a link in today's newsletter to register. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's our video from FIA Boca of our interview with the chairman of the CFTC. It's titled, CFTC Chairman Rostam Benham Gears Up for Full CFTC. CFTC Chairman Rostam Benham had the advantage of being a CFTC commissioner since 2017 before being confirmed as chairman in December 2021, giving him insight into the organization and good working relationships with its staffers. J. JLN spoke to Benham at the International Futures Industry Conference in Boca Raton, Florida, about the start of his chairmanship and what he hopes to accomplish. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Also, don't forget to register for the Options Industry Conference coming up in May. You can go to optionsconference.com to register. Here's a press release from the NFA. NFA orders Dallas, Texas introducing broker and commodity trading advisor member CoQuest Incorporated to pay $275,000 fine. NFA has ordered CoQuest Incorporated, CoQuest, an NFA member introducing broker and commodity trading advisor located in Dallas, Texas, to pay a $275,000 fine. John Allen Vassallo, a principal and associated person, AP of CoQuest, shares the liability with the firm jointly and severally for $150,000. My comment, former NFA board member John Vassallo, who represented IBs, had a complicated case. I hope he can move forward from this in a positive way. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Solar storm to hit Earth, adding dazzle to the northern lights. Airlines and grid operators on notice for geomagnetic disturbances. A solar storm will sweep across the Earth Wednesday night, raising prospects of dazzling northern lights visible as far south as Chicago, while prompting airlines and electric grid operators to step up monitoring of the potentially damaging geomagnetic activity. Solar eruptions, called coronal mass ejections, burst from the sun in two waves Monday and are building up enough energy to potentially become a level 3 geomagnetic storm when it hits, according to Rob Steinberg, a space scientist with the U.S. Space Weather Prediction Center. My comment, just what we need, a nice spring solar storm. Here's a story from Crane Chicago Business. U of C Business School back on top. The Booth School of Business full-time MBA program tied for number one with the University of Pennsylvania, says U.S. News and World Report. Northwestern's number three. The University of Chicago's Business School leads the pack for its full-time and part-time programs, according to U.S. News and World Report's latest rankings published today. The U of C's Booth School of Business tied with the University of Pennsylvania in the top spot for the full-time MBA program, surpassing Stanford University and improving upon its ranking as third last year. For part-time programs, the U of C retained its number one position from the 2022 list. My comment, was there ever any doubt? Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story Wednesday was, of course, hackers steal about $600 million in one of the biggest crypto heists from Bloomberg. Other publications also covered the story. Second was news and views from Broadway Technology. Third was the trade news. CME Group appoints new directors for its FX team and broker tech platform. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First is a story from Bloomberg. Crypto platforms ask for rules but have a favorite watchdog as the SEC signals that it wants more oversight of digital asset markets. The industry makes it clear it prefers to be supervised by the smaller CFTC. It was a classic Washington networking party. Sam Bankman-Fried, the co-founder and chief executive officer of FTX, one of the world's largest crypto trading platforms, held court on a February evening in a private room at the Park Hyatt Hotel on the edge of Georgetown. Drinks flowed from an open bar and hors d'oeuvres were served to the clutch of congressional aides, financial lobbyists, and former regulators. The goal of Bankman-Fried, a 30-year-old billionaire, was to showcase his new lobbying operation and persuade influential Washingtonians that crypto needs more regulation. The next story is also from Bloomberg. The business conference is back. Here's how to make it better. The time-honored corporate tradition is due for a radical reassessment. The pandemic has prompted a rethinking of many practices and routines of professional life, such as working from home, meetings, and interviewing online. Now another such pastime is ripe for reassessment, the face-to-face conference. What do people actually want from their interactive experiences? The first insight from this pandemic era is the most formal presentation should be simply abolished. The sad reality is that hardly anyone is listening, or for that matter, should be. Here's a press release from the SEC. SEC proposes rules to enhance disclosure and investor protection relating to special purpose acquisition companies, shell companies, and projections. The Securities and Exchange Commission today proposed new rules and amendments to enhance disclosure and investor protection in initial public offerings by special purpose acquisition companies, SPACs, and in business combination transactions involving shell companies, such as SPACs, and private operating companies. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you are not already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.